It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, you know my thoughts. In case you're a new listener, here they are about the Republican 2024 primary. I don't know who I'm voting for yet. I will tell you when I do know. My issues that matter most to me are not the same issues that matter most to other people. My two biggest things are COVID lockdowns, because my country turned into a tyranny. I will never forget it. I'm going to vote on that, on what you say about that. And the FBI. I want to know who's going to do something about the Cheka before they end the United States of America, because a weaponized state police will do that. So I get it. I'm different. So when it comes to the Trump heavy D fight, I'm not emotionally invested in either of them, to be honest with you. I like Trump, liked Trump, voted for Trump a couple times for president, thought he was a good president for about 3 years, completely screwed up when he handed the country to Fauci and locked us down and screwed us all. I like heavy D. He's been the best governor in America for a couple years, also locked down his state at the beginning. I don't fall in love with politicians. I don't wave pom-poms. And you also know this, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, I'm more than happy to criticize them when they're screwing something up. And when I analyze their campaigns, I do it from a position without emotion. I don't have a MAGA bumper sticker on. I don't have a Ron DeSantis sign in my front yard. I don't, nor will I. I don't know if I'm voting for either of them in the primary. You know that? I might not. So, Team DeSantis. I know you're listening. I know a bunch of you are. I'm going to level with you here, and I'm going to level with you solidly. You're making, or you're allowing, a terrible mistake to be made. You see, Trump, in his attacks on Heavy D, Trump is making mistakes, no question about it. Trump's idiotic nicknames, they're embarrassing. Did you know a new poll came out? They polled people, primary voters. It was actually in the state of Michigan. And they asked them, Ron DeSanctimonious, that's what Trump's been calling him. Who does it make you feel more poorly of? 5% said it made them think more poorly of DeSantis. 45% said it made them think more poorly of Trump. I know you're saying, it worked before, I love Trump. Good for you. It's not 2016. It's a different country now. It sounds unserious, childish, and people have no time for it. It doesn't work. It's a bad move. You know what else is a bad move, Trump says about DeSantis? Calling him Lockdown Ron. Every time he says that, every time President Pfizer says that, it moves me closer to never being able to vote for Trump again, because it tells me I'm going to get no ownership and accountability for what he did. That's what it tells me. That's not effective. But Trump is levying an attack at Ron DeSantis right now consistently that is extremely effective, and Team DeSantis had better get on top of it. The Trump camp, they're saying this. He's establishment. Ron DeSantis is a neocon. He's establishment. And you know what they're using to back it up? Look at him. Here he is standing with Jeb Bush. Look, he's standing with Jeb Bush. And then I see headlines like this. Jeb Bush wants DeSantis to run in 2024. Jeb Bush sat down with Brian Kilmeade on Fox News and could not stop praising Ron DeSantis. Also, speaking of Fox News, Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan has fallen in love with the TV camera again. Paul Ryan's out there giving interviews like this.
For the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, where will you be?
It depends on who the nominee is. I'll be here if it's somebody not named Trump.
You won't show up if it's not.
Yeah,
it's
I'm not Trump. Interested in participating in that, no.
Even Wisconsin.
Paul Ryan, Jeb Bush, I am well aware that men have pride and men have egos, but I need you to be well aware of something. For whatever role you had before, big shot in the House of Representatives, Governor of Florida, the Bush family, you know, I'm big cheese at Fox News now. Oh, I understand that completely. If you genuinely want Ron DeSantis to be the nominee and not Trump, it's really important you understand that it's not that nobody cares what you say. It's that we actively loathe you and your brand of the GOP. And every single time you rip on Donald Trump and you praise Ron DeSantis, Jeb Bush, Paul Ryan, you are boosting Trump's poll numbers and pushing people into Trump's corner, because it makes Trump's attack on DeSantis, accusing him of being establishment, it makes it look like there's some legitimacy there. And I will tell you, as someone who hasn't decided, it gives me a moment of pause. Why is Jeb Bush so far in the Ron DeSantis camp? It gives me that moment of pause. If it gives me that moment of pause, I promise it gives others that moment of pause. And so, Team DeSantis, I know you're listening. If you're actually friends with these people, and I'm assuming because of the Florida thing, he probably is close with Jeb Bush. I bet you he came up under Jeb Bush. I don't know all the details of it. But Team DeSantis, if you are actually friends with these people, you will be on the phone right now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not after dinner. You will be on the phone right now with Jeb Bush and Paul Ryan and politely asking them to go hide in a cave until the end of the primary, because nobody gives a crap who Jeb Bush wants. And you know what? I take that back. I just misspoke. We actually do give a crap. Whoever Jeb Bush and Paul Ryan wants, I want the opposite. And I'm not alone. And so DeSantis, I know you want to get in. You want to take on the big dog? And I get it, and I support you. You've been an outstanding governor. I couldn't be more impressed. You're going to get your teeth kicked in if you don't start getting more careful with who your friends are. And but the thing is, it's pride and ego. There you are, Paul Ryan, former big shot in the House. Now you're sitting on the board of Fox News. Man, you know what? I'm going to get in front of the camera and I'm going to rip on Trump because I hate Trump. You're so full of pride and ego. You don't realize how universally hated you are by the people who will actually pick the GOP nominee. Jeb Bush, did you see? Governor, I understand Bush family royalty. No, I get it. But did you see the results of the last GOP primary you ran in 2016? You do remember, Jeb Bush, that you raised hundreds of millions of dollars in that primary, that you thought you were the presumptive nominee, and you got curb stomped by Trump. In fact, that's not even fair. You got curb stomped by everybody. You were, as Jeb Bush with hundreds of millions of dollars, you were an also-ran. You were never even close to getting a sniff of the nomination. That's how unpopular you are. So I know ego hurts, pride hurts, it hurts to have once been on the mountaintop. Governor of Florida is a really big deal. And now you're a pariah. I know that hurts. And I know, as a dude, pride, it's a powerful thing. Nevertheless, it is what it is. I mean, you know, look, hey, I'll talk about myself. I got pride too. Bad pride. You know, I love doing the show. I have fun. I know you hear everything about how fast the show is growing and it's going to end up being way bigger even than it is now, and that it's going really, really, really well, to put it mildly. But guess what? There's going to be a day. There's going to be a day when there's some new young hotshot out there and I'm getting up there in years. And guess what? He or she, they're just younger and funnier and more interesting, and people would rather hear what they have to say. And let's say, let's look, this probably won't happen, but let's say I have some 20, 30-year career in radio, and it's just to the stratosphere, right? Just couldn't be going any better, and you love the show for 30 years. And then you're watching this young hotshot come up through the ranks. You think that's going to be easy for me to sit down one day and say, he's just better. He's just more interesting. He's just funnier. Because I guess what? A day's going to come. It will come. Time comes for all of us. It will come. That'll be hard because of my pride, because of my ego. That's not easy. That's hard. But that day's going to come. And I'm going to have to look at myself in the mirror and talk to the wife about it and Chris about it. And we're going to have to say, man, are we done? We done here? We're all used up. Chris, it's going to be hard, isn't it? Someday it's going to happen. But for the good of everybody, including you, that'll be the day the Jesse Kelly Show signs off and we ride off into the sunset. Pride would prevent it, though, and that would be a bad thing. Jeb, Paul, I hope you're listening. You think you're campaigning against Trump? You're campaigning against Ron DeSantis. And Ron DeSantis, you better get on the phone, brother, and lock it down now. All right. Now, you know what? Now I'm all worked up. I got myself all worked up, Chris. You know what I need? Stress relief. You know what I do for stress relief? I have two healthy things I do for stress relief and one really unhealthy thing. The unhealthy thing I do is I grab bourbon and I drink bourbon. That's not a good thing. I've cut way down on that. That's a very rare thing now. The two healthy things I do are I either lift weights or I practice with my Mantis X. Every time I go sit down and I practice with my Mantis X, I know I'm getting faster and deadlier. I'm getting better with my weapon. That God forbid the day comes where I ever have to pull a gun on someone and point it at someone again, that I will live and they will die. Mantis X allows me to practice in my home. I don't have to go to the range when I knock off work. I'll go right home to my living room and practice. Get your Mantis X today. Practice in your home like the pros use. MantisX.com, all right? MantisX.com.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can download the whole podcast. They podcast every show when it's done off the air. When it's done on the air. Off the air? Chris, is it done off the air or done? It's done on the air, really. I went to community college. I don't know words. All right. Look, we world famous authors make up our own words, Chris. You wouldn't understand that. But again, when you think of me like a Shakespeare or a Michelangelo like that, it makes it easier to understand that I use words other people don't use. Anyway, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Also, you can email your love, your hate, your death threats, your ask Dr. Jesse questions to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's get to some emails. I don't think I've gotten to one. El Shogun, what's it like to be a trendsetter? Been hearing more and more hosts use language like communist and national divorce of separation. I just hope your part-time radio host thing doesn't catch on. God bless you, sir. But trendsetter. I don't know that I'm a trendsetter. I understand. We were talking earlier about self-awareness, knowing who you are, knowing what you're not. You know what I am? I know what I am, and I know what I'm not. I know I'm not an intelligent man. I know that I don't have a bunch of unique skills of any kind. I know that. I know that. You know what I am? I'm somebody who doesn't care about making people angry. And in this day and age, that's a valuable skill set when you're taking on the communists, because people get angry or act like they're angry all the time. If I would say two things about myself, I understand people and I don't care when they get mad at me. That's probably the extent of my skills, unless we want to talk about the fact I am top five napper on the planet. I am the greatest orderer of food on the planet. That's why they all call me the menu whisperer. These are the things I'm good at. I don't know about trendsetter. Like when it comes to trendsetter, because people are using the word communist now, I will tell you, that's what they are. It is exactly what they are. When you buy the Anti-Communist Manifesto at jessekellybook.com, you'll understand more about why that's what they are and how to fight back against them. But it's not just that I understand that's what they are. It's that I understand the importance of labels. Labels are such a critical thing for people. I remember, I brought this up before. I remember after Joe Biden got elected, and he's president of the United States of America, and they ran a poll of Democrats who voted. What was your most important issue? What was your most important issue? And I don't know where this poll is. I don't have it sitting in front of me. And the most important issue for Democrats who went out and voted for Joe Biden was white supremacy. White supremacy doesn't even exist in any organized form at all in this country. In fact, if there was ever a legitimate accusation of white supremacy, like if I was a real racist and I didn't like black people or something like that, if it came out, wow, Jesse hates black people, it's not just my career would be over, my life would be over. It is the worst thing in this country, in our culture. There's nothing worse you could possibly be accused of if it's credible. You're finished. Your whole life, I'd probably have to move. Forget getting fired. I'd probably have to move to a remote town. My kids wouldn't be able to go to school. White supremacy does not exist in this country in any organized form other than the standard prejudices people have against one another. And yet half of the nation believes it's not just an issue, it's the top issue. But why do they believe that? Because the communist has long understood the value of labels. That's why we could sit, Chris and I have done this for you 1,000 times on the show. How many montages have we played for you? Some put together by us, some put together by my buddy Tom Elliott at Grabian, some put together by Newsbusters. Whatever, it doesn't matter who puts it together. I could play you 3 hours straight of montages. White supremacist, Nazi, 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 white supremacist, Nazi, white supremacist, evil, white supremacist, Nazi, racist, Nazi, racist. Why over and over and over and over and over and over again without end? Why do they do that? Because words matter and labels matter. And these words, they get imprinted on your mind over and over and over again. And I've watched the right for so long pussyfoot around labeling the communists. Well, it's the left. Well, they're liberals. Well, they're biased, left-leaning. The communist is out there pointing a finger at you saying, look, the Nazi, destroy him. We're over there saying, hey, man, he's just kind of a liberal, too liberal. Man, he's being a bit of a hypocrite. Well, that's putting the wrong label in our minds. And it, you know what it's doing? It's underselling the danger of what we're facing. But when you understand you are looking at the modern incarnation of Stalin, now that creates a seriousness in your mind, does it not, of where we are going if we don't stop these people. That's why years ago, once I figured out what they were, I figured out it's really important to label and label and label and label and label and label and label again. And that stuff catches on. This is part of the reason I love doing what I do. Like the January 6th footage that Kevin McCarthy just gave to Tucker Carlson. I saw an article out there today that a Republican representative said off the record, hey, if Tucker Carlson sets his eyes on you, your phone never stops ringing. It's really scary. The influence you can have with a large platform can matter a lot. That's why I did it. All right, I actually got to exactly one email there. You know what? Let's talk about wives, the Washington wives. President Jill, Giselle Fetterman, Mrs. Cucumber. Let's have a little frank discussion here briefly, and then back to some more emails. And also, someone in the Biden administration, I think he's about to get fired. All that's still to come. But you know what else is still to come? Great phone service you actually don't have to feel bad about. And I want to remind you that I've had AT&T. I have had Verizon. I have had T-Mobile. I've had them all. So I don't have any judgment for you of where you have your cell phone. I've paid all those companies to spit on me in my country, just like you're doing now. I'm thrilled I found out about Pure Talk. Pure Talk loves the country so much, they actually hire Americans for customer service. How rare is that? You get a hold of Pure Talk to switch over, 10 minutes, by the way. You speak to an American who's pleasant and speaks English? Wow, what kind of company is this? From your cell phone, pick it up. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. All right? The wives of DC. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I apologize, though. We have made we're about to make a major change on the show. I know you have come to love Jewish producer Chris because even though you've never heard of him, you've grown to appreciate him. But sadly, this is going to be his last night on the show. As we were coming back from the break, he actually said that Phil Collins was a better musical mind than Creedence Clearwater Revival. Chris has been removed or will be removed shortly from his post. We're going to have him checked out mentally, get him some real professional help. Maybe he'll come back one day, but obviously Chris is going through some things. Chris, I'm assuming that was drugs. Are you struggling with drugs? You never struck me as a drug guy, but is it meth? You can tell me if it's meth. I've heard it's highly addictive. I wouldn't know. I never dabbled in the meth myself. I enjoy not having scabs in all my teeth. But is it the meth, Chris? Because nobody would say, and I like Phil Collins, nobody would say with a straight face that Phil Collins is superior to Creedence. No, Chris, no. Where's Michael at? Get Michael in here. Michael, okay, yes, thank you, Michael. Thank you. Okay, Michael apparently is just going to take over all the show duties while Chris gets some help. Look, we need him to get some help, right? We don't need you gone. We need you better. All right, let's get you some help. We'll get you back in here. Oh, by the way, Chris, write this one down. It's prediction time for the Oracle. You ready for this? Prediction time for the Oracle. Let's see. No. Hold on. Everyone gets mad when I make a prediction because they always come true and they're usually dark. But this one will probably make you feel better. The Rear Admiral, Pete Buttigieg, I think he's going to get fired. He may resign, but I think he's going to get fired. You know why? One, there's been a ton of transportation trouble in the country. There was another train derailment today, 6 cars. It was a nightmare. You know about the East Palestine derailment. There have been all these transportation problems. Now, unlike everyone else, I don't blame the Rear Admiral. We shouldn't even have a transportation secretary. It's a useless position. He doesn't know what he's doing. But that aside, the problems have been magnified, and they keep happening. So the administration needs a scapegoat. Eventually, you've got to present somebody up as a sacrifice to the masses. Remember what they did after the Federal Bureau of Investigation? After they worked hand in hand with the Democratic Party in order to stop Donald Trump from becoming president, they actually falsified documentation presented to the FISA court. The FBI lied to the FISA court so the FISA court would continue to give them a warrant to spy on Trump's campaign. That is such an egregious abuse of power. Everyone even remotely connected to that should be in prison for 20, 30 years. That's that big of a deal to take your position at the FBI and abuse it in that way. It's that kind of a deal. But remember what they did? As the information came out and we started to learn more and more and more about it, remember what they did? They found one FBI lawyer and they slapped some charges on him and they basically gave him probation, but they said, that's all this guy. We found the cop. No worries, everyone. Calm down, angry mob. We have found the culprit. We have taken care of the problem. He is being indicted. And of course, they slapped him on the wrist. He went away. He's still practicing law, by the way, so nothing too severe, but they found their scapegoat. The Biden administration needs a scapegoat. All these things are happening transportation-wise in the country. They need a scapegoat. And then I see this headline today. I've already been thinking, man, it seems like this is going to land on the Rear Admiral. I feel like it is. I see this headline today, and I just thought to myself, Oracle, you are the best. Headline is Transportation IG, that's the Inspector General, to investigate Buttigieg for the use of government aircraft. Because Buttigieg has very famously been cruising around not just America, the planet, on private jets funded by you, funded by me. Remember the old Jesse lesson, by the way, when it comes to politics? Why do people want to become politicians? Because the life itself would suck. It would be boring and miserable and half the country hates you or you're getting screamed at and you're raising money and you're meeting people you don't care about. Why? So why would you do it? You become a politician because it gives you access to the things rich people have without ever actually having to accomplish anything. The Rear Admiral could never in a million years work his way onto a private jet in the private sector. He doesn't have the ability for that. Become a politician, boom, private jet. You and I just pay for it. So, okay, so he's been bouncing around on the private jet. But in a government that is completely full of Democrat activists, of communist activists, and has been weaponized against the right and only the right, why in the world would they publicly announce they're investigating the Rear Admiral for using a private jet? Why? The Rear Admiral is going to resign. They probably won't fire him because he's been a good soldier. He knows where too many bodies are buried. But watch, he'll, quote, resign. It'll be a forced resignation, but he'll resign. Mark my words. Chris, I hope you wrote that one down. That was extra brilliant, if I say so myself. It was, Chris. Jesse, I'm surprised. Oh, I love this one. Jesse, I'm surprised that Jesse is so convinced that the 2024 Republican leadership contest will be a showdown between Trump and DeSantis. It's still a ways off. As a person of hype myself, he knows that the tallest competitor has the edge in any debate. So if Glenn Youngkin throws his hat in the ring, he will instantly have the best odds of anyone on the stage. Okay, one, I will tell you this about Glenn Youngkin of Virginia. I do have some people in the know now just by virtue of what I do. Look, Chris, you're not a journalist. You wouldn't know what it's like to have sources.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss. Anyway, as a journalist, I do have sources now. My people tell me Glenn Youngkin is way to the right of where you think he is. He couldn't campaign that way in a blue state. Remember, Virginia isn't purple. It's a blue state. He couldn't campaign that way in Virginia. But I'm hearing Glenn Youngkin is legit, maybe even an anti-communist. I don't know that yet, but I heard he's legit. Glenn Youngkin wants to run for president. Glenn Youngkin could possibly be a very good president, from what I understand. The problem for Glenn Youngkin is sometimes life, maybe you've experienced this in your life, sometimes life just doesn't work out at the right time when you need it to work out or when you want it to work out. The problem for Youngkin is there's no lane. Unless Heavy D decides to not get in, and there's virtually no chance that's going to happen, but unless he decides to not get in, Glenn Youngkin has no lane. I don't think he's going to get in, but let's be frank about this. If he gets in, being the tallest is a huge advantage. Because everyone knows, everyone, men, most definitely women know, tall people are better than short people. We're better at just existing than we're better at everything. We're certainly, what, Chris? We're certainly better at leadership. Everyone knows that. It's common knowledge. Now, before we get into the wives of D.C. with Senator Cucumber and his problems, before we get into headlines I didn't get to, before we get into various other things here, I just want to point something out really quickly. I talk about self-awareness and the lack of self-awareness. We've been talking about that a lot on this show tonight. I understand that I don't understand cybercrime. When I think about criminals, I think about the same thing you think about probably. A crook with a ski mask on, sticking a gun in my face. Give me all your money. Hey, Jesse. You look like a super important author. I bet you have a bunch of money. Anyway, that's what I think of, Chris. But the real crimes, the major crimes out there, the most crime out there, it's done online now, which is so weird to me. It's some nerd in front of a computer. They could get you evicted from your home in front of a computer. Do you know that? Your home title is online. It's in the cloud. As we speak, as you hear the sound of my voice, they're looking for your home title, looking for everyone's. Trying to hack into them. When they hack into them, and they do, they take loans out against them. Several. You start getting late notices in the mail. You're confused. You don't know what's going on. You didn't take out any loans in your mind, but you actually did in the bank's mind. And they'll slap an eviction notice on your door for this. You know that, right? You have to take them to court, spend 50 G's on a lawyer trying to get it unraveled. Or you could get home title lock and stop it before it starts. Go to HometitleLock.com/Jesse. Protect your home. It's your most valuable asset. HometitleLock.com, okay? We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to be taking tomorrow off. I'm kidding. I'm not taking tomorrow off. I'll be right here. I don't have any days planned off until, gosh, Chris, what is the next day? July 4th, maybe? Man, that's a while. Man, that's going to be hard working every day. Golly, what, Chris? It's going to be difficult. Remember, you can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. I still have a hard time sometimes believing that this person is president.
By the way, you docs are good. If there's any angels in heaven, they're all nurses, male and female.
What? And then that pales in comparison to this little gem. You know what I love about Joe Biden? Because a lot of people think Trump's presidency was very transparent, and it was. Trump would just go walk up to the media all day long and just talk to them. He was very open. You never see Joe Biden have to sit and do that. Trump would do it every day just for fun. So he had a very transparent presidency. And they think he's really transparent. But Joe Biden is actually more transparent, just accidentally, because his mind is so melted and gone that he's constantly saying these weird things that a lot of the elite think about and he's not supposed to say, like this little gem.
And I had a nurse named Pearl Nelson, military. She'd come in and do things that I don't think you learn in medical school, nursing school. She'd whisper in my ear. I couldn't understand her, but she'd whisper and she'd lean down. She'd actually breathe on me.
What? What? All right, now that brings me to this. Just a brief thing before we get to headlines I didn't get to. Jill Biden. Jill Biden sits down for an interview.
Is there any chance at this point that he's not going to run?
Not in my book.
You're all for it.
I'm all for it, of course.
Jill Biden, Joe Biden's wife, is all for him standing in front of the entire planet for another 4 years and doing this.
And I had a nurse named Pearl Nelson, military. She'd come in and do things that I don't think you learn in medical school, nursing school. She'd whisper in my ear.
How detestable are these women of Washington, D.C.? How power hungry and detestable are they? And I used to think that Jill Biden was the worst elder abuser in the country, but she actually has some competition now because John Fetterman, Senator Cucumber, he obviously is a brain damaged person as well. Most of the Democratic Party apparently is brain damaged these days. Had a massive stroke. He can't talk, can't understand words. Everyone has heard him try to speak several different times. We all knew he was brain damaged. The media, very small contingent in the media, accused him of being brain damaged during the campaign. His wife, who's with him every day, very aware of his issues, blasted the media as being dishonest and all these other things because she wanted to be a senator's wife so badly. Well, now Senator Cucumber gets into office. Here you are, a United States senator. That's a really, really, really big deal. It's a very important position. You have endless responsibilities and staffers and meetings and hearings and interview requests and all kinds of things come with being a United States senator. He can't speak. He can't understand words. Has to check himself into a hospital with something that's very sad, with depression, with severe depression. Remember, severe depression claims people's lives. It's a really big deal. I want you to think about something. I want you to think about the person you love the most in the world checking themselves into the hospital with severe depression. I don't know who that is to you, husband, wife, daughter, sister, mother, father, whoever. I don't know. But what would you be doing? Look, there's a hospital. I'm looking at a hospital out the window right now. If the wife was checked into the hospital with severe depression, would I even be doing the show today? No. I'd be at the hospital because the person I love is in the hospital with severe depression. I don't want her to die. I want her to get help. Giselle Fetterman, after Senator Cucumber was checked into a hospital with severe depression, packed up her children and went ziplining in Canada.
Went ziplining over the falls, and August got stuck. They're trying to rescue him now.
She packed up her children and went on vacation when her husband, Mr. Cucumber, checked himself into a hospital. How evil are the women of Washington, D.C.? How power hungry and evil are these detestable women? Fellas, once again, let me remind you, you are marrying one communist away from having a very, very, very difficult life. Oh, I know she's hot, fellas. Move on and find a new one, all right? Move on and find a new one. And I understand what Senator Cucumber was thinking. When you look like Shrek, it's difficult to land some dime. Giselle's not bad looking. Certainly has a good head of hair. He's not going to do any better than that. So you snatched her up. But now the mother of your children took them on vacation while you fight for your life in a hospital. So you know what Fetterman needs now? A MyPillow 2.0. Now, it's not going to fix the depression, but maybe it'll offer some level of comfort with the fact that you married a horrific communist hag who doesn't care about you at all. You see, MyPillow 2.0, because it combines the normal MyPillow fill with temperature-regulating thread, it can ease a little bit of the pain knowing you married an anti-human who would throw you in front of a semi if it meant more money and power for her. Plus, Fetterman can rest easy, might not be a senator for much longer. He got a deal, buy one, get one free. When he goes to MyPillow.com and he clicks on the radio listener specials and uses the promo code Jesse, he gets a buy one, get one free. Or maybe they're not letting him use the internet. That's fine, Mr. Cucumber. Pick up the phone. Call 800-845-0544. If you can't use the internet, or you know what? Actually, he can't talk. I take that back, Senator Cucumber. Just stick with the internet, please. As wonderful as the MyPillow people are, they're not going to be able to understand you on the phone. They don't speak this language. So go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Inside how the Navy axed male pilots to stage the all-women Super Bowl flyover. Imagine working your entire life to get to become a naval aviator. And you finally have qualified yourself for an honor of doing a flyover at the Super Bowl. Because internationally, the world will watch, your parents will sit and watch their baby boy doing a flyover, only to be axed because you're not a woman. How do you continue to serve under that? I feel so bad for these warriors, all the warriors listening to the sound of my voice right now who are still in and have to serve under this wretched filth. Gosh, that would suck. Ministry of Truth. Critics warn Washington extremism bill targets free speech. This is Washington State, not Washington University. Just a reminder, you need to move out of your blue states because they're going to be arresting you before you know it for what you believe and what you put on Facebook. Now, we're going to do this again tomorrow. With that happy thought, keep your chin up. That's all.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo.
Und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.